Sachtas Megillah, Perikimel Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah continues with the designated laning that is done on different Yom Tovim. So, Zakta Mishnah B'Chanukah, on Chanukah B'Nesiyim, we read on each day a section of the Karbanos that were brought by the Nesiyim and Parshas Nasai. The Purim on Purim, Vayavo Amalek, we read Vayavo Amalek, where Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael, which is at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Rashi Chadashim on Rosh Chodesh, we read over Rashi Chachechem, the part of Parshas Pinchas that talks about the Karbanos that are brought in Rosh Chodesh. Ma'amadois, on the Ma'amadois days, so again, we had discussed this in a previous Mishnah, which was that on there were specific groups of Yisraelim that were designated as representatives of the Karban Tamid. So each week, a different Mishmar of Yisraelim was designated. So if your week was when your week came, so if you were able to go to the Beis Hamikdash, you went. If you were too far, then you would fast and lane in your own town. And on those days where you served as the Maimid for the Yisraelim, you laned a special Kriyas HaTorah, and that was B'Maaseh Bereishis. You read portions each day of the week. We read a portion of Parshas Bereishis. But Taniyos on a Tainis Tzibur, this does not mean the designated Tainis Tzibur that we have multiple times a year, like Tainis Esther, Asar B'Teves, but rather this means a Tainis that was designated because of a Tzara. On such a day, you read Brachos Uklalos, you would read from Parshas B'Chukotai, where we discuss the Teichicha, which tells, reminds Klal Yisrael that bad things happen because Klal Yisrael does not listen. And hopefully, the idea is that it will inspire Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. And then now the Mishnah digresses and discusses that Parshas Bechukayisayin. It says Ein Mafsikim Beklalos, that when you lane the klalos, you don't make a hefsik in between, which means that the aliyah that covers the teichah, the entire teichah will be in one aliyah. You won't make a stop. You won't make another two aliyahs out of the teichah, but rather it's laned all at once. And the reason is because when a person will finish the aliyah, he's going to make a bracha of Kriyas HaTorah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Imo Anochi B'Tzara," which means that He's with us together in the Tzara. So He says it's not appropriate, B'derech D'Rush, it's not appropriate that while we're laning the Teichah and, so to speak, discussing our Tzara, we are then blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't make brachas while you're in the middle of discussing the Teichah, but rather wait till after it's done. So what ends up happening, like we know, is that the Kohen and the Levi get Aliyahs before the Teichah, and then the Yisrael's Aliyah starts with a bracha and ends after the Teichah. Then the Mishnah continues, Elo Echad Karias Kulan, right? Like I said, that the one Aliyah gets the entire Teichah. B'Sheni B'Chamishi, on a Monday and a Thursday, when you lane, U'B'Shabbos B'Mincha, as well as afternoon Shabbos laning, Kairin Kisidran, you lane the Parshas HaShavua. V'Ein Oilin Lehem Min HaCheshban, and it doesn't count for that following Shabbos. So for example, let's say it's Parshas Bahar, and on Shabbos B'Mincha, you're laning a piece of Parshas Bahar, you lane until Sheni. Okay, so the following Shabbos, you can't say, well, I already lane till Sheni during the week, so now let me start from Sheni. No, rather, when it comes to the following Shabbos, you have to start from the beginning of the Parsha. Shenema ve'idabre Moishas mayadeh Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, where Parshas Emor, we just laned this, that Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, Moshe told over the holidays, the Yom Tovim of Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. Now, obviously he did it, because he told over the entire Torah, so why does the Torah have to tell us specifically this? So we learn out in Asmachta, we learn out not a halacha, not a araisa halacha, but rather we learn in Asmachta, almost like a hint in the Torah, that mitzvasun shayu kairin kol echad v'echad bizmanu, that there's a mitzvah that each zman of the year should have a designated reading, and this means Yom Tovim as well as Parshas HaShavua, that you're supposed to read an appropriate laning that it's associated with that time. Now we start the Perek Dalid, where we go back into the halachas of the actual Megillah itself. Zok Mishnah Aleph. Hakarias HaMegillah, if somebody's laning the Megillah, I made V'yoshev. You're allowed to sit and lane, or you're allowed to stand, Either way, you're Yotze laning. Kra echad, if one person laned the Megillah, right, like one Baal Kairei, or Kra'u HaShnayim, if two people laned it together in unison, Yatsu, so then you're still Yotze. Even though normally the halacha is that when you have regular Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, you're not Yotze if two people are laning at the same time, because we say that you can't, it's impossible for you to differentiate the two people's voices and concentrate on listening to one person. But the reason is because it's not so chafif, meaning it's not so special to people that they can't, they don't concentrate as much because Kriya Satara happens every Shabbos and you're used to it. However, because the Megillah is Chaviv, it's very special to people and they concentrate extra hard on listening to it. So therefore, the Tanoim said that you're allowed to be Yoitza that way because you'll be able to concentrate and hear one person. Makom shenagu levarech, in a place where the minhag is to make a bracha afterwards. So we know when we lay in the Megillah, we make three brachas before, and those brachas are the Rabbanan, everybody does it. However, there is an extra bracha that we lay in after the Megillah that starts, Haravis Rivenu Adonis Dinenu. That bracha, not everybody had the minhag to say it. So the Mishnah says, in a place where there is a minhag to do it, yivarech, you make the bracha, v'shaloi levarech, in a place where they didn't have the minhag, lo yivarech, you don't have to do it. B'sheni b'chamishu b'shabbos b'mincha, when you lay on Mondays, Thursdays, and afternoon, on Shabbos, Kairin Shleisha, you call three people up to the laning. You don't do less than three, and you don't do more than three. The reason why you don't do more than three is because during the week, people have to get to their jobs. And therefore, we don't want to delay them more than necessary, and therefore, we only call three people. At Shabbos B'mincha, the reason is because it's late in the day. People were, in those times, people were sitting and learning and darshaning all day, and therefore, we didn't want to delay them in shul any longer. And in addition, the halacha is ve'maftir and benavi, that during these times, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon, we don't make a haftira for the same reason that we don't want to delay people from where they have to go. Ha'paiseach v'achoisim b'tayra, the person who starts the first aliyah, and the person that ends the last aliyah, mevarich lefonel achara, they make a bracha before and after. What that means is that not each person makes a bracha before and after each aliyah, like we do today, but rather, the Mishnah says, only the Kayin, for example, who gets the first aliyah, gets Rishon, makes a bracha before, and then the person who gets the last aliyah, for example, Shvi on Shabbos, he would make the last bracha afterwards, because Kriyas HaTayr is one mitzvah, and therefore, all the aliyahs are covered by one bracha. However, in the times of the Amayroyim, they changed the halacha, because they were worried about somebody leaving early from shul, or somebody coming late, and they would not hear a bracha before, they would only hear a bracha after, or vice versa, and they would mistake and think that the Kriyas HaTayra doesn't get a bracha before and after, so therefore they made a takana that every aliyah should make a bracha before and after like we do today.